going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon. Thanks for joining us. And you probably know, but right now there's an election in Canada to determine the next prime minister. And that's why I wanted to reach out to Joe Warmington. He's a Toronto Sun columnist. And I want to get the scoop on the election right from somebody who knows. Joe, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Good to be with you, Brad. Yeah, it's, maybe 3 hours from the polls actually closing. I'm working on it right now, working on my column for the Toronto Sun. I'm going to be heading out to one of the places where they count the votes and all that stuff. So it's going to be really interesting. It's not quite like as exciting as the American national election, but it's as close as you get to that. And it has been really intense here. And there's a lot on the line. And, of course, the president, your president, is in the middle of the whole thing. So,
yes, he is. And I'm going to ask you about that in a second, Joe. But just to kind of set the table, as it were, right now, the current prime minister, Mark Carney, he stepped in when Pierre Trudeau stepped down. He's with the Liberal Party.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Pierre was his dad. Yeah. And I'm dating myself here with Pierre.
No problem. I thought I might as well get it. We might as well
Thank
get
you.
That right.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get to Justin. And I won't even get into the conspiracy theories about the Cuban president. But they'll save that
for another day. Mark has asked you about that before.
But on the conservative side, I think it's Pierre Poilievre is also on the ballot, so to speak. But tell us, for folks who don't understand how Canadian politics work, how does the Canadian election differ from the U.S. election?
Well, they don't have the set dates, and they don't have, it's a parliamentary system like the British system. So, they have 300 plus seats. I think it's, I can't remember the exact number now. Sometimes it changes. So whoever has the most seats forms the government. And you've got different parties that get seats. I mean, the two big parties are obviously the Conservatives, which would be like your Republicans, and the Liberals like your Democrats. And then the NDP are kind of more left. It's a third kind of bigger party. And they're usually third place, although they have formed governments provincially, things like that. And then there's outliers like the People's Party and the Green Party and things like that. They often have no seats or one seat or two seats, things like that. So basically what we have here is you've had a decade of Justin Trudeau's Liberals and, he tanked in the polls. I mean, just a nightmare for so many Canadians, and everything has just gone to hell. And this guy, Pierre Poilievre, is young. He's like 45 years old, married, two kids, the whole thing, ready to go. Leading the last year and a half in the polls, and then Trudeau just got scared and got out. They forced him out. And they brought this guy, Mark Carney, in, who, is basically the globalist. I mean, there's no one like that. He's been the chair of the Bank of Canada, the chair of the Bank of England. He's the chair of Brookfield, which is one of those big things similar to BlackRock. It's not as big as that, but it's a $1 trillion asset company. which, you know, is headquartered right in New York City. So that's the guy that sort of inherited, he won the party leadership, and he's been the prime minister. He was only there for 9 days, and he called this election. You can call an election. You've got a five-year window to do it. And it's about, you know, it's a minority parliament that's propped up by another party, so that kind of run out. It's a little confusing, I think, for people to follow it, but even for us, it's not easy. You know, it's I kind of like the American system because it's a little more straightforward, and you get those set dates, which I like a lot. Here, you know, you never know when they're going to call it. But anyway, here we are. They're counting the ballots, Brad, right now, and we'll know most likely tonight, unless there's some sort of unusual situation. But you know, we should know who the new prime minister is, whether it's Carney hangs on to it or whether we get a new leader in Pierre Poilievre.
Well, we're talking to Joe Warmington. He's a Toronto Sun columnist. And Joe, talk to us about trends, because when you look at the U.S. media, of course, wants to make it all about Trump. But when you look at the trend line in terms of how this election was progressing, from your perspective, did Donald Trump's either the tariff issues or the comments about the 51st state, has that had, from a Canadian's perspective, a significant impact on the direction of the election?
There's no question about it. He's interfered in the election. I mean, it's unbecoming any leader to do what he did to Canada. He has zero respect for the country, zero respect for any of the people who lead the country. And he also is taking Americans on something they didn't vote for him for, which is to, you know, I'm saying quotations, annex the country, become the 51st state. And he says it over and over and over again. And, you know, at first people thought it was kind of cute. They don't now. And as a result, he's going to probably end up, we'll see in a few hours, with the liberals, you know, holding on to this thing, because nobody wants, everybody's scared of him and they're scared of change. I mean, basically, Canada has, you know, has contributed an awful lot to American success. I mean, of the 20 states that are closer to Canada, Canada's the largest trading partner. And, you know, lots of oil and minerals and everything else go that way. But President Trump has been focused on this trade deficit. But what he's really doing, and I don't blame him for this part, is that he won on the seven states, the swing states, and he wants to bring all those jobs back. And that's why he's doing the tariffs, and that's particularly with Canada, because in Canada we have agreements, like Mexico does, to build things. And a lot of cars, American cars, go back and forth seven times before they're finished between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. So he wants those jobs all to be made down in Michigan and places like that, in Cleveland. And, you know, and I understand that. The problem is that, you know, you're going to crater a country and tank it and have a country of 40 million people, which is a good neighbor, loves Americans, and say, you know, we're going to put you out of business. You're not a real country unless it's us. Well, you know, maybe if you're a state, it's very, very insulting. Look, I support President Trump all through it. All three times. But, you know, I think he's gone too far here. And there's nothing I can do really about it as a Canadian. You just have to have your own vote. But look, at it looks like he's sort of pushed, you know, the Liberals sort of, he sort of pushed Canada and the Liberals and then himself. You know, we'll see. But all the polls indicate that they're going to maintain power. And it'll be quite a political story, because they were dead as a doornail. If it wasn't for Trump, they would still be dead. Mm. And, you know, they were able to tell Canadians, we have to fight against Trump. And, of course, Poilievre leans a little more towards Trump and is sort of known as the Canadian Trump. He couldn't really fight Trump. He put out some words, but they seemed hollow, didn't really mean it. And, you know, they used the rhetoric. So, and Trump has said he wants the Liberal. He wants Carney. So we'll see what happens, but you may regret it, I'll tell you.
Well, avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive, Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As we learn from 2016, Joe, polls cannot always be trusted. And finally, we're going to have to break here for a commercial break. But lastly, you said we're going to know the results tonight. Approximately, I mean, do you have any idea about when tonight we might start getting an idea of how this election is going to turn out?
I would say around 10 o'clock you'll know tonight because it's at 9:30. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I agree with you. The polls, I mean, they're just ridiculous. I've been covering the whole election for the Toronto Sun, written many things about it. And, I'm still kind of thinking that it's possible that we sort of equate it to the American election, even the one with Hillary Clinton, that maybe there'll be a surprise. But at the same time, Canada is not the same as the United States. It's it's very, very, I don't know, it's kind of monolithic in a weird way. I know we have the West, we have the East, we have different things, but it's not like your North, South, East, West. It's a little bit different. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very, very, it could be very close on many ridings. I mean, I'm writing that as we speak. I hope I explained it well.
You did, Joe.
I just want Americans to know that we love Americans, and I know we'll sort this out at some point. And, obviously President Trump, hopefully he backs off on us at one point.
Well, understood, Joe. Joe Warmington, Toronto Sun columnist. Great to talk to you again right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Joe.